Welcome to the show called Let's Talk Homeschool, brought to you by Apology Educational Ministries. This is the show where we talk about everything homeschooling, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. We want to affirm and encourage you in the decision to homeschool, challenge and inspire you to take it to new heights, and celebrate everything you get to experience along the way in this adventure of a lifetime. I'm your host, Davis Carman, and today our show is titled The Old Sin Nature. So if you've been listening to this show from the beginning, you know that every quarter, when there's a month with five Mondays, on the fifth Monday, we do a devotional. So this is the 19th time that a devotional has been part of the Let's Talk Homeschool podcast. So let's get right to it. The old sin nature. Romans 7:17 says, "So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me." In chapter 7 of Paul's letter to the Romans, he discusses and explains an age-old issue, the problem of sin. Have you ever found yourself in Paul's sandals? You know, those days when you feel prepared to take on the world, to resist temptation, but you fail miserably in the heat of the moment and sin anyway. Perhaps you immediately resolve to do better next time. Maybe guilt fills your soul and you cry out to God, "What is wrong with me? Are you really a bad person? Can you develop some kind of self-control? Or are you simply doomed to repeatedly hurt yourself and others with your sins?" What about mankind in general? Are people basically good or evil? This is a question for the ages, and the ramifications of the answer are significant. Many historians refer to Augustine as the father of the Roman Catholic, the Protestant, and the Orthodox churches. Yet this man wrestled with sin in a big way. He pretty much wasted his 20s enjoying the sinful pleasures of wine, women, and heresy. He wrote extensively about his evil desires for material things, lustful indulgences, forbidden fruit, sinful behavior, and temporary pleasures. As God pursued him, Augustine resisted the call because it would require that he give up women in his life. Ultimately, he was compelled to believe. He sent the girls packing and never looked back. His subsequent writings on sin, and Romans 7 in particular, contain many important observations on the doctrine of original sin. So what do you understand about this subject? Most Christians understand that everyone sins from time to time, but are human beings basically good or bad? Did we inherit a sin nature from Adam, or are we free to sin or not sin, depending on our own willpower? If 100 other people faced the same temptation as Adam and Eve, would any of us be able to resist and claim victory? Like it or not, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Far short. The truth is that even if it had been you or me, or even the holiest people you know in the garden instead of Adam and Eve, every one of us would have failed. We know this is true based on Romans 5:12, where Paul writes this, "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, in this way death spread to all men, because all sinned." Of course, Paul goes on to share the good news that the free gift of righteousness has come through the second Adam, Jesus Christ. Thank God for his amazing grace that saves a wretch like me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers my sin, allows me to stand in your holy presence, and declares me to be righteous in your sight. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin only made possible by the death of your Son on the cross of Calvary and the shedding of his blood. Jesus is the perfect Lamb who took the full punishment of my sin upon himself. Now I stand by faith in Christ, the solid rock of my salvation from sin. Thank you for listening. This is the Let's Talk Homeschool podcast brought to you by Apologia Educational Ministries, and I'm your host, Davis Carman. As always, I'm walking by faith and enjoying the homeschooling adventure of a lifetime. See you next week.